whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 286. Today is Saturday, February 12th, 2022. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is our pacifist queen, Fair. Welcome. Welcome.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you for joining me this week. And we get to celebrate love. Love is in the air, but not only that, a love of pacifists. See?
Well, there you go.
Yes. So we get to talk a bit about pacifists today, which is good because that means I get to pick your brain again a little bit more. So,
to hear what you're doing.
Yes, yes, it's been a interesting couple of weeks, which is good interesting. So yes, anyway, thank you for joining me this week, and I want to let's do our catch up because I know you've been busy. I know this.
A little bit.
So how's your leveling of your challenge tunes going?
Well, I have a couple of irons who just plug along when world quests are available, mm-hmm. which is obviously limited, so I spent time with my pacifists. I had kind of a list of them who had gotten to 120 and mm-hmm. now needed to go to 60. So I've been gradually getting them through the whole mill, taking different routes on each of them, sort of, kind of.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been getting a few of them to 60. Most of them were 120 before, so some of them had started the dig to 60, as I would call it.
Yep.
Before the maul was an option, mm-hmm. but I never really got that far on most of them because I was like, oh, I've been here, done that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, looking at all of them, I notice they've taken kind of different pathways from 50 to 60,
okay.
involving different, I call it degrees of risk, and kind of different leveling paths, which gives me okay. a little bit of variety. Yep. That's what I like about pacifists. You can do all kinds of stuff,
mm-hmm.
right?
That is true.
Gathering and safe world quests and holidays are kind of my basic go-to. Once mm-hmm. they get to Shadowlands,
yep.
How much gathering they do, the kind of balance between quests and gathering, really depends on their spec and their race. A druid who can fly is more likely to pick herbs than the mage who does not sneak or pick herbs from flight. I can't mm-hmm. use the sky golem thing, it makes me sick. So.
Yeah.
I have to pick from the ground. So one of the ones that I had was mage, so she didn't mm-hmm. do a whole lot of picking
yeah.
of stuff. But most of them, I do what I consider my tolerable level of risk on world quests. I do the Champion's Torch run in Maldraxxus. As long as I don't hang out at the flight path there, I mm-hmm. fly in and get out of dodge, get away from the arena.
Yes.
So I don't get caught in anything nasty.
Yeah.
Get over there, and when I hear, what's her name, talk about the champion run, I'm going, okay, I'm safe. Let's go run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I do the helpful steward quests and the aspirant training kind of sparring thing
mm-hmm.
in Bastion. And all the cooking quests are safe. So yes. I do those. I fish in Bastion and Ardenweald. I am too chicken to fish on my pacifists in Maldraxxus and Revendreth.
Mm-hmm.
Maldraxxus, I have a spot, but I don't always quite find it. Sometimes there are mobs around, so I'm just not happy about that.
Yep.
But yeah, and Arnwield and Bastion, I found safe spots, and I do play at night. So if anybody else shows up, I leave, but nobody ever shows up.
Okay. So, cool.
Yeah, I do those. Mm-hmm. Some of them, actually, I did a thing. I have a pacifist, Farrakessa, who had dropped mining in favor of alchemy back when she was farming archaeology in Uldum for that archaeology mount, the canopic jars that you have to be an alchemist to make the mount that turns you into the dragon.
Yep.
So she had alchemy, so bought her some herbs and got her level alchemy to 25 so she could do the world quest. And those are a nice source of experience.
Okay.
So, yeah, I decided that would be a good thing to do. They're all kind of in the same places as the cooking quest, so they're passy safe. You just, you don't need any materials. They give you whatever you need, and you just cobble the stuff together, and there it is.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Easy. Easy peasy quest experience. Mm-hmm. So after experiencing that with her, I decided to drop the mining for my human rogue. She was doing some herbing, but really not much mining in general. She just wasn't fond of it, and I didn't really like the herbing and mining world quest sites.
Yeah.
Too many mobs, really. So I picked up alchemy for her, which gave her more quests to do, and moved right along with her. So she got to 60.
Nice.
You could do this with other professions too, depending on, you know, how much you want to spend on the materials to get you to level 25 in that profession. Yeah. Tailoring would be good because cloth is cheap. You can buy shrouded cloth from the auction house for very little money, and you get good points before 25 for making bandages.
Okay. Yes.
A few simple things that, you know, it doesn't take you much materials to make, and that would give you the tailoring world quests opened up. I might do that on my Torin.
Yeah.
I was thinking, because she is not a miner. Just not about mining.
Yeah. Saya says mining world quest in Bastion looked quite safe for passies. I'll have to have a look. If that's on today, I'll have to see. I haven't been on the game yet, but I'll have to check it out.
I did do it in Rivendreth.
Yep.
The mining one. If you can sneak, it's pretty safe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's all personal choices, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And then there's so much. Who was the other person who used to quite often swap professions? Was that Five?
Oh, it was Five.
That was Five.
And he was the master of it.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you know, Five used to get to a certain point, and I think did he have it on the forums? Was there like this post?
Oh yeah.
That
yeah.
he's done. He whereas go up
swap
to here.
It. Yeah. So he could do it at a Darkmoon Fair.
Yeah.
He would get himself up and do the monthly quest and then drop it and pick up another one and level that up. And you had to go to 75 then, so that was a real pain.
Yeah.
To get to 75. Now it'll be easy because you don't have to do that. Certainly something I should think about.
Yes. Thank God for quality life improvements that Blizzard has
absolutely
given us. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. And the fact that you can learn Shadowlands professions without having done all the preliminaries and all the previous zones, you know.
Yes.
You train level 1 alchemy, there you are, and then you learn Shadowlands, and then you get yourself to 25 and you can
might be something quest. I should probably look at for one of the other passes, maybe see how that plays out. Like taking out mining and having something like alchemy, it might be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it goes nice with the herbing because you can use, you don't really even have to get past 25 anyway. So I just bought the herbs. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Usually by the time you're level 50 on a pacifist shield, plenty of money. So it's not a problem.
Oh, yes.
Of course, then I have the pacifists who are basically very risk-averse. The no-risk-allowed pacifist, which is my most recently dinged pacifist and my oldest. Fairlene dinged 60. She started in Mists of Pandaria, Esther dug out and mentioned to me, or to us on the Discord. She started in 2013. So she has her elder title, honestly. She's been kicking around for a while. She started, she was my first pacifist, the first time that we even did pacifists, really, before we even knew that doing whack-a-mole and the Darkmoon Fair gave you killing blows. So she has a bucket of killing blows, but no kills. But one prox kill would red flag her. So I had to be careful all the way to 120, doing archaeology in the middle of the night in empty zones, trying to avoid everyone and everything. I have still nightmares about that and did not want to repeat it. So she cooked and fished a lot and did Darkmoon Fair and other things. But in her last part of her level 59, I took her, skipped them all, and went over to Shadowlands. She wanted to go to Ardenweald. I mean, I have this little role play headcanon for her. She's a druid. She wanted to go see the tree. So I got her there and took a photo. She was happy.
Nice.
She didn't really do any questing over there because she didn't have to. She came back and it was Valentine's Day and Darkmoon Fair and she danked. Nice. So, but yeah, that is an old pacifist.
Wow. 2013. Jeez. Yeah.
That was like my whole life has changed since then, right? Oh, I mean, all of us, really.
And how has the game changed? Like, seriously, from...
Oh, the game, oh my goodness, yes.
...to now is, like, so much different, yeah. That's amazing. That really is amazing. So is that our oldest ever pacifist too?
Yes.
Wow, that's very cool. Very, very cool. All right.
Yeah, she was actually named after a character I tried doing a pacifist on a regular back before the challenges were even a glimmer in anybody's eye.
Yep.
So Eileen was my first attempt at a pacifist. So. This is Fairlene. So yeah, I have a soft spot for her.
Absolutely. No wonder you would have been like in...
devastated.
Yeah, I can understand that, absolutely. Alright, what else? What else have you been
my
doing?
My Tauren Druid is 47. I mean, can you believe that? Nice. My little homebody, Tauren Druid, who mostly hangs out in Thunder Bluff and does the Darkmoon Fair. Probably going to drop mining on her before going to Shadowlands. I think she wants to be a tailor. She'll try that.
Okay.
Give that a shot, right?
Yep.
So I was just thinking about all the pacifists that I have, and really, I figured out what makes me comfortable.
Yep.
And it makes me comfortable to be able to escape. I can be human if I'm a rogue and can vanish. I can be a mage if I'm a night elf and can shadow melt. Being a Tauren Druid, I don't have a lot of options there. Lousy crowd control, no vanish, no shadow meld. It's kind of scary. And I really take my hats off to those of you who play non-night elf pacifists, who aren't rogues especially. I'm in awe.
Yes. It's definitely different. Well, like when you told me you were making a pacifist mage, my first thought was like... and then when you said it's night elf, it was like, okay, that makes sense. But mage is still something so completely different.
And then, you know, you look at things like, okay, yes, a Tauren Druid is good, but is it as good as a Night Elf Rogue? Because Night Elf Rogue
I don't think so, no.
has got a lot more. Like we were saying before about, before we went live, you know, we were talking about how cool it would be to have a Tauren Rogue, which is completely
absolutely
hilarious.
I want one
completely hilarious, but you and I both would I would love, you know, clunk clunk clunk. Well, it might
I'm
be
invisible
clunk.
You can't see me clump 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 clump
exactly. Or it'd be like the earth would move. Maybe it's not a clunk, maybe it's the fact that as it's walking, people around are going
that would be
things
funny.
Moving It's just completely, you know, I think it's hilarious. And it's not so much worse than some of the other combinations that we do have that you kind of go, why do we have that? So yeah, it would be kind of cool. So so we'll have to see. Maybe one of these days they might do that. Like the glass in Jurassic Park. Exactly, Zaya. Yes, you know.
Ooh, yes.
It just moves and you're like, what's that? That would be a Tauren Rogue, because you'd be just like, oh my god. Speaking of, did you guys see there is a final Jurassic World or Park or whatever you want to call it? I saw the trailer. And I was like, oh my god, I have to see that. I think it's called Dominion. Dominion. And I went, it's supposed to be like the end of it. Like, and I went, yep, I'm in. So, anyway.
Sounds amazing, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so what else?
I was just looking at my played time. I mean, that's mm-hmm. always something people about. Because obviously the 2013 tune has a rather extensive playtime, something like 18 days, and we don't even want to talk about the actual time elapsed, because you can count the days from 2013, and there you go. Mm-hmm. My fastest one was actually Farfae, who's the one I made during Shadowlands with the express intention of taking her through the Moss Skip. So yep. She never did hardly any archaeology ever.
Mm-hmm.
So that really cut a lot of time off. Her playtime was something like 3 days, 6 hours. So
wow.
That's my fastest pacifist ever.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I haven't even looked at my playtime. I should do that soon. That's 3 days, 6 hours, 18 minutes. That's
yep.
like... That's like really quick.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, getting to 50 was quick. I mean, doing a lot of gathering, urban and mining and stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, there is a holiday period or two in there.
Mm-hmm.
Brewfest and. The WoW anniversary is always good for experience and things like that, but it's pretty fast.
Yeah, and I mean, we as we now know with world events within, you know, World of Warcraft, it's kind of like there's a chunk, and then there's a period of time where there's nothing for a while. So, you know, I guess if you're making a new pacifist tune or a new challenge tune that can do these things, obviously not Bloodthirsties, you know, sorry Blood, but you know, if you make it within a certain times, it works out really well. Your Dark Moon Fairs every month, you know, there's the world events, the holidays that work in really quite well with especially a pacifist is fantastic. So if you haven't tried one, guys, go try one, you know, because it is
yeah really
it's a level
start
of
the dark
fun.
Moon Fair, get your free bag, get your little bit of gold.
And Darkwing Fair's on at the moment, which technically will finish...
till tonight.
Tonight, exactly. So if you're going to make a new tune, get it down to Darkmoon Fair, get yourself your 16-slot Darkmoon storage box, get yourself a little bit of gold, because you can start off having a bit of gold, you know, by selling, using your tickets, buy the bag, sell the bag, buy the bag, sell the bag, buy the bag, sell the bag. On the fifth one, keep the bag. Then you've got a 16-slot bag. And that gives you 10 gold. Like, what a great way, you know, to be able to start off.
Then you can fly around and go visit a few elders.
Exactly.
You can pay for your flight to go visit some elders because the Lunar Festival is still on.
That's right. I didn't put that in. When does Lunar...
it ends pretty soon. I forget when.
I get forgotten as well. Okay. All right. I'll put that in to find out in a minute. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's really cool. So... mental blank. I just... Sunday. Okay. So there's another day. Well, for you guys is the end. Okay. Thanks, Niecy. All right. So you've had a lot on. There's been a lot of leveling, a lot of tunes. What has been your fondest Shadowlands challenge memory for you? Whether that's expansion-wise or being in Shadowlands. Like, the question's subjective to how you read it.
I'll give you one for each.
Mm-hmm.
One for the expansion, mm-hmm. which actually did not involve going to Shadowlands zones at all.
Yep.
And that was getting my Iron Druid, Fariona, to 60 as an Iron Man without going through the Maw.
Yep.
There was no skip option. She started back in Mists of Pandaria as well, so she's pretty old as well, yep. kind of like my pacifist. She did chest runs. Holidays weren't giving... diddly worth of experience when she was mostly doing things. Because at the beginning of this expansion, Holidays experience and cookie fishing was lousy. She did a lot of chest hunting. And it was a kind of a routine, and I kind of missed it after it was done, but now I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But getting her to 60 was important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of actually involving the Shadowlands zones, getting to bring my pacifist there makes me happy.
Yay.
Having the moss skip, getting to go do pick flowers and do other things in the new zones is great fun, and I enjoy that a lot.
I think there is nothing more maybe frustrating than as the fact as being a challenge tomb player. That we have these expansions and certain, obviously, you know, with certain challenge tunes, we can't do things. But, you know, like, it's just frustrating when we didn't have that skip. You know, you could not. The way Blizzard had made Shadowlands was there was no way that a pacifist would ever get through that without having a skip.
Because no, it wasn't possible.
It's not possible.
Because you had to kill things.
So, you know.
Yeah. I did two pacifists to 60 before mm-hmm. the skip, doing archaeology only, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's enough of that. Thanks. Bye.
Archaeology, there is a time, there is a place, isn't there? But when you spend
there is levels, and there was
yes, levels and levels and levels and levels and levels of doing archaeology, there does get to that point that you're just like, I just need to do something else,
anything else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh no, that's amazing. So now the question's gone. I just thought of a question and it's completely gone out of my head. With the tunes, with leveling, do you find it more, I don't know if it's more therapeutic or more challenging for you, like when you've got a path that's been a tried and true path for you, leveling a pacifist. Do you find it more interesting, challenging to find a new path? Like, is that also part of, like, pushing the pacifist to see, okay, we know it can go down path A, but can it go down path B, path C to get it to max? Like, is that something that you actively are always trying to push?
I guess in the Shadowland zones, I did that a little bit in figuring out what was safe to do. Mm-hmm. And going to different areas where I felt comfortable fishing or, you know, doing anything there.
Yeah.
I change it up in the zones occasionally when I'm leveling pre-50.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't actually change that many things. I have some quests I usually always do.
Yeah.
Some zones I like to go to. So I'm not terribly adventurous about that. I guess I've done enough of them that I kind of push through them.
Well, I was going to say, I think you are quite adventurous. I like, from my personal opinion and, like, listening and seeing you play pacifists over the year, I think you are quite adventurous in what you do with your pacifists, which always, always gives me a little bit of courage, because I'm like, well, if Fair can do it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
So do you think that your playstyle now, with doing, whether it's just pacifist or all challenge tunes, do you think it's dramatically different from where you were when you first started the challenges, you know, or is it like the base element is still fundamentally the same, and you just have those moments of, yep, I push it this way, push it, hang on, reel it back in, like, play style for you?
The change I've noticed is I like killing things less.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of my pacifist soul coming out, I guess.
Yep.
Even on my regulars who aren't even challengers, they seem to do pacifist-y kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kill stuff. I can obviously kill stuff when I need to.
Yeah.
And my irons, at this point, really haven't been able to kill too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making a green hunter. I have a green hunter who's 51. And her objective is to try doing killing things.
Yep.
In Shadowlands. But, yeah, I find I kill things less, which is, mm-hmm, kind of weird. I find pacifist safe quests even when I'm on a regular. Who knows?
Okay. That's very cool. Alrighty. There are nights that I log in, I'm like, I'm not even touching the pacifist because I just got to go kill stuff. So it's like, nope, I'm not even hopping on the pacifist because I'm in that mood. I just need to go let my frustration out, which means hop on leader, hop on what, just go, you know, massacre who, wherever I am in Ravendreth, you know, it makes no difference. So it's like, I would hate to hop on my pacifist when I'm in that mood and do something stupid. So those
for
are
sure.
Those are the times that I don't, because I'm like, no, you're not in the headspace to try and reel that in when you're playing a pacifist. But yeah, as Zaya says, BT is quite relaxing. It moves kill. Pretty much, and that's what I pretty much leave you on
good
later.
Point.
Okay. Nisi's gotta go. Okay. Alright. I hope everything goes okay to Nisi.
Hope those things will.
Yeah, that's not good, but she needs to go deal with that. That's not a problem. Dave, okay, says, number 9, I finally got it. Why I can't get into a pacifist. It is World of Warcraft, not World of Let's Not Kill Something Today. True.
It's just different.
But
it's different.
The same stage, it is the complete opposite of what World of Warcraft is about. World of Warcraft, it's about, you go kill things, you go quest, you kill. How much anti that is a pacifist? It's amazing. It's just, it's great, you know, to push to push those boundaries to be like, yay, it really is a lot of fun. So anyway, tell me, how's your week been? Obviously busy with all the bits and pieces. Tell us about your week.
Well, my Iron Hunter hit 58.
Nice.
And an Iron Druid in Shadowlands hit 56.
Mm-hmm.
And they're waiting for a doable world quest, basically. So, and doing Love Is in the Air. So.
Yeah.
Some of them did some Elders that it got a little old playing around and around and around and around. But I seem to have lower tolerance for that this year than I do sometimes. My Tauren Druid Pacifist is 47, which is nice.
Nice.
I wasn't sure she'd ever get to 10, but, it was a struggle for her to get to that point. But, yeah. And my my old Pacifist dinged 60, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And Green Hunter got to 51. I'm making a scout for her, because I want to scout out the bonus zones with green gear. I did it so easily on a regular hunter, but she had blue gear and talents, so I want to see what happens with the green with the scout, and then I'll try that on the hunter. But I'm deliberately trying to make sure she tries to kill things, so.
Yeah,
we'll see how that goes.
We'll see. Hey, you can only but try. Which is good.
I'll try to put the war back in Warcraft for her. How's that?
Yes, 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 exactly. What was that achievement? That's like the anti, you know, like our pacifist.
The make love not war thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Hug a dead enemy or something.
Yes,
Stir is an expert at that. He has that achievement a lot.
Do you have to be flagged? You used to have to be flagged back in the day when they bought that in, because you had to be PvP flagged. I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know
if that's, or whether if you do, it then flags you. But anyway, whichever way you can, do that. Green Man Zaz says Green Man are more powerful than Irons, but not invincible. Yeah, that's
kind of my feeling about it. We'll see.
I'll
have to be careful. That's why I want to scout it.
If in doubt, scout it out, as Fair says very often.
Absolutely.
Yes. Alrighty. Well, I'm glad you've had a very good week. You've been very busy, and I know that you've been busy. You've been a busy, busy, busy bee, which we'll talk about shortly. My couple of weeks, because obviously I wasn't here last week, was Dad's birthday, so yay. He had a lovely day. Unfortunately, I didn't get to make his birthday cake, which was a bit of a bummer. I had a very bad flare-up with my knee, and that nearly put me back to square one. I was very worried it was gonna go turn really bad, but anyway, for it didn't, thankfully, but there was no way I could make Dad's birthday cake. However, it's half done. He doesn't know. I'm surprising him with a belated, but we had a lovely weekend, so it was nice to have time off, and Dad had a lovely day, which was really good. However, I did get to play some Pacifist the last couple of weeks, and Passy Leader, I've been concentrating on my Night Elf Rogue, because time, I've just not had a lot of time to play, so it's kind of like I need to concentrate on on one thing, and I'm also very tired, and I'm still falling asleep at the computer, not while I'm on my challenge streams. However, I do, you know, if I'm tired, I need to get off that tune and go to bed or whichever. So Passy Leader has been mostly the challenge tune that I've hopped on. She hit 59. So
congratulations. That's wonderful.
We are getting there. I looked last night after I did, I was telling Fair earlier, I did the Love Daily, I did the World Quests in, what did I say? There was the cooking one in Ardenweald. I did the, hang on, is it going weird? I'm not sure if Twitch is going weird, just bear with me. Is it gonna drop out? Or is it just my internet being silly? Not sure. Can you guys still hear me? Because I'm now getting the circles. It's like, yeah, we're not doing it. Okay, no, it seems to be. Seems to be about Australian internet at 10:36 a.m. Yay. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, we're back. So, yeah, I did, and I was telling Fair, there was a fishing quest in Revendreth. So I took...
which I'm too chicken to do.
passing later over. And yes, I do know Revendreth very, very well. It was quite late. It was... And I would not, like I said to you, I would not do that one again. It was a huge risk. I probably shouldn't have done it, but I did go over, and it was at Endmire, where you had to get the, what is it, the blood gropers or whatever they were. You only had to get 5, but again, there was no one around. I was really careful.
You kept getting a debuff just by being there.
Yes, yes. And I knew exactly where I needed to stand. So I will not push myself to do that one. But, you know, I did do it. And I also got the fishing and cooking, and Darkmoon Fair was up. So I kind of hit all of that last night. And by the time I did that, I was like, you know what, I'm... I'm done. I can't. I wanted to push more, but the body's like, no. So I'm 35% through, 59, which is good. So we're getting there. And the other thing is I have got rested right through to 60.
That's awesome.
So yeah. I'm happy about that, but I'm not going to push it too much. I didn't go flying around too much of Revendreth. I probably could have done Discovery, but you do have to be very careful over there because there are bats and flay things and everything like that.
Yeah,
so,
flying around there is a little scary.
Yeah. So in the end, I didn't. I just kind of got in, did what I needed to, and got out. And, you know, as I said, so it's very slow and steady. I get very nervous when I hearth back to Ouroboros. Because I'm like, it's just, everyone stay away from me. I feel like I should have this, you know, like this macro that's just like, get away from me. The same as when I go to Stormwind. Like, don't come near me. but
sewer,
yeah.
Beast, that means you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I must admit, I've probably seen the sewer beast, Chris. He's looking for you. I've seen him quite a few times. And in different parts of Stormwind, which was really quite interesting because...
I noticed that on my human rogue. Yeah, I saw her too.
He used to just swim everywhere. In the old days, he would swim all in the, you know, all in the canal there. And then all of a sudden, he just was swimming that one section between, what is it, the dwarf area and the priesty church one. And now I've seen him in other ones. It's just like, oh good, they've finally moved him, like he's moving around. Which I then was like, yeah, that's not good. As a challenge platoon player, it's kind of like, ah, oh, damn it, he could now be anywhere. So yes,
yeah, scary.
So be very, very careful when you're logging into Stormwind on your challenge tune. The sewer beast is around and he is hungry. I have not seen him jump up and grab anyone yet, because normally there's not a lot of people around, but it does happen. So, and as Chris says, yes, he loves her tunes to an unhealthy level. Yes, stay far from the water. Yes, like, don't log out right on the side of the canal. Like, just don't. Like, get yourself away from that. So, just keep that in mind. But other than that, that's all I've been doing. I'm concentrating on getting my main girl, Passy Lita, to 60 slowly and safely. So,
almost there.
We'll see. We'll see. He came out of the water and followed me into the cathedral district. He has a long leash. Oh dear Lord, that I did not know. Wow.
Oh, that's really scary.
Okay, so yeah, scaling may have changed his behavior, but be wary. If he's not leashing as like a normal NPC does, then that's obviously a huge concern. But yeah, whenever you log into Stormwind, please, on your challenge stream, just be extra careful and don't log out near the canals. Anywhere near the canals. Like, keep right away. So, yeah. And make sure, like, if you've got flight, like, fly up, fly over, and just make sure, like, if you've got NPC scanner or Silver Dragon or any of that, or just scout, have your nameplates on large so you can see this. If this red plate comes up in the middle of Stormwind, you know that basically Sewer Beast is up, because there's nothing more scary than not realizing and flying somewhere and all of a sudden you see and you're like, ah. So yeah, just be wary of that. Okay, all right, let's get on to, where's my little bumper? Let's play this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Alrighty, so we've got some congratulations. We have got congratulations. Oh, look, who's this? We've got Fair with Farrah Day, who's our 13th pacifist, and Farrah Lynn. Did I get that right? Farrah Lynn?
Farrah Lynn, yeah.
Farrah Lynn on becoming our 14th pacifist, which is great. Again, because the website's not fully functioning, not fully working yet. None of these are verified runs of when we always congratulate, but we want to recognize, you know, there is. So it'll be very exciting and a lot of work when everything gets back to being up and running, because some people have got quite a few stories to write.
Yeah, just a few.
Just a few.
Sir, looking at you. Yeah,
yeah, I was going to say, stir you. Zaya, definitely. Probably Nisi as well. And yes.
For sure.
Yes. So I think that will definitely keep the front page going for quite some time. But congratulations, 13th and 14th for you, which is, you know, again, how many passes to max is that for you?
I think six, seven, maybe.
Seven?
Six or seven.
Amazing.
I forget.
Amazing. Wonderful. Congratulations again. And also congratulations to Warrior Stir on becoming our 35th Iron, which, again, like, when we did all the testing for Shadowlands, you know, back in PTR and all of that, I did not envision that we were going to get to 35 irons. Like, there was major concerns when we were doing the testing. It was like, oh, this is going to be rough, but this is amazing. So, Stir, congratulations on Warrior Stir. And I think, what did he say? I think he said he's working on a Warlock and something else. I think he's still working on trying to get one of each tune, one of each class.
I think so.
Yeah, I think the warlock is still a work in progress.
Yes, yes. So, which, again, guys, like, amazing job with your leveling. Obviously, it does make life so much easier with the more skip, regardless of, you know, what tune you're playing. I did hold my breath when I did that on Passy Leader, though. I must admit, I was kind of like, but yeah, so all of that is good. Okay, so a reminder, Luna finishes Monday, I think Nisi said.
Yeah, anyway, I think so.
It's finishing, yep. So you've got another day or two left. Monday for me. So Sunday for you guys, Monday for me. Also, don't forget, Love is in the Air has commenced. As you can, if you can see, that's why I've got the cute little love heart over. Got the little cute little love hearts on my cheeks. We're all, you know, all into the vibe of also, you know, there is this mount that does not exist on my normal tunes. Does not exist. Whatever they're calling it now, X53, 49, something. I don't know. Whatever they're calling it. Yeah, it doesn't exist. Stupid thing. I'm still chasing it. How long has Lovers in the Air been in game? Like, it started, what, about a year, 2 years after WoW started? So it's been in a damn long time. A damn long time I've been chasing this damn mount. Shout out to Ash, who got the mount this year. Asheo, congratulations. That's awesome. I don't know if anyone else has got it, but yes, I saw Tiber. I'm so excited for him, but at the same stage, I'm also like, where's mine? Stupid rocket, exactly. Yes, so Lovers in the Air is up, so don't forget, you know, check out Nisi's done the write-up on the website for those, you know, the quests you can do, challenge tune. It runs through until February 21st, so you've still got, you know, what, like another week to go, which is exciting. Okay, now, also one thing that got released, patch 9.2 is expected to be released on February 22. I have got... that's the Wowhead article which they've announced, which is, you know, very exciting. There's new stuff coming, obviously stuff that'll probably affect our challenge tunes to a degree. Might not be a huge degree, it might be a very small degree, but you know, there are things. So check that out, have a look, and exciting times, which means we're getting further into the expansion, which means I'm guessing there will be new, like, well, what are we coming up to? This is coming up to 2 years, 18 months. Shadowlands has been out for nearly 18 months now, I think. It's been a while. Funny how time flies. It's crazy. So yeah, check that out for the link if you want to see the 9.2. I know they did an overview of information as well. So and it'll be exciting. I can't wait to see what, like, the next expansion is. I've still got so much to do this expansion, but you know, new things coming and all of that. I'm sure that will start to come through at some stage in the next, you know, 3 to 6 months, I'm guessing. So we will go from there. Alrighty. Chit chat. Yeah, let's do this bumper.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat.
There's a goblin. Hey Sorts. Hope he's doing well. Haven't spoken to him for a while. Need to check in with him. Okay. We have got... Alright, I'll do my joke first, because
I've got it, and then Fez got one. So, why are mages so polite? They have a lot of manners.
Yep.
Okay. Yours.
What do you call a Tauren rogue? Invisible. I love it.
So cute. Hang on, where's my little... I thought I did a little laugh one. I mustn't have kept it. Hang on, let's do this one. Very cute. We do appreciate a good wow joke, pun, all of those. But if you have any more, let us know, which I just noticed Tiber's just put something in chat, so let me read that. Tiber's stolen joke of the week. This is the thing now, Tiber. You know this. This is the thing. How did the hipster burn his mouth? He ate his pizza before it was cool.
Okay.
Thank you, Tiber. Yeah, I get it. Nice. Alrighty, well, I don't know about you, but I think we've covered everything that we need to cover for this week. So, let us... And I think my internet's being stupid because it seems to be going in and out with the with Twitch. Could be Twitch, could be my internet, could also be a combination. I don't know, but I think we'll just wrap it up for now. So, Fair, can you do our lovely Iron Elites, please?
Yes, of course. We want to say a huge thank you to everyone who supports all of the work and the infrastructure for the challenges. And the Iron Elites would be Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave DeHooker, Execute, Fair, Gaston, Grand Nagus, Chris W, Laren Lamar, Lita, scrolling, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wainima, Zaya, and Zeptimus.
Exactly.
Thank you all.
We do greatly appreciate your support, guys. Thank you so much to our Iron Elite. It does keep the lights on the website, with hosting and all those bits and pieces. We do greatly appreciate it. We also greatly appreciate everyone who tries the challenges here in the chat room. Thanks for hanging out, guys. You know, you give of your time to be here to watch the show or to listen to the show, and we greatly appreciate that. So thank you for joining us for this little bit, but we do appreciate that that you've done that so greatly. So thank you to the chat room immensely. Stir and myself once again want to thank the marvelous, fantastic mods that we have that help look after things like our chat room, our Discord, our, you know, the websites, the all the things that they do. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, seriously, without you guys, I would probably have been in a fetal position a long time ago. So thank you for all that you do. I cannot stress that it takes a lot of things off my shoulders that you guys are there to help with these things. So thank you. To the Code Wardens, and especially I want to say an extra shout out to Mr. Bright01, Ross. I know he's busy dealing with the plumbing, and Nisi is as well, but Russ has been trying to help me work through the issues. And when I can say that the dealing with this coding stuff from the OVH and the website and getting FileZilla working, it's been a great headache, and I do seriously want to flip tables. But a shout out to OVH support. The guy has been emailing me every day, every couple of days, with new instructions. I've been screenshotting, sending stuff back. So, like, things, I'm trying to get things working, but everything we've been trying hasn't been working, and I don't know why, because I've done exactly what they've asked, and why it's not, not really sure. Russ is going to help me some more. He's been immensely helpful with explaining certain stuff, because again, I'm not a coder. I'm not a coder. It worked, it doesn't work. I still don't get how, why it's changed, but anyway, I will let you know as soon as it's up, and hopefully we can get something sorted very, very soon. But time zones and all of that make life a little bit slower. Don't forget, I am back to work full time, and my hours have changed, and my job is now a lot different to what it used to be. So a lot of times I'm very, very tired. So if things seem slow, it is because I physically might not be able to sit down and do anything, but I try to as soon as I can. So it's getting there. Let you know once we've got stuff sorted, but it is being worked on. And again, you know, thanks for hanging out, guys. We do really appreciate that. We will be back next week, which will be Saturday, February 19 at 7 p.m. Eastern. We will be catching up with Chris, and she can tell us all of her stories of the sewer beast. I'm very excited about that, to see, you know, what's going on there. Seems to be very much unrequited love, Chris, maybe from the sewer beast. Anyway, just saying, we will have a chat with her, see how she's going, see what's going on. And but other than that, fair. Thank you for joining me today. It's been great catching
you're
up.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Well, I'm on Discord, Sphere. I do keep an eye on the forums. I don't post there a lot, but I'm Varicella there. And I'm in the guild on Wormrest Accord, mostly late night at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of my life and the need to do pacifists in the middle of the night. So.
Yes. Yes. Certainly times of the day are much better for a pacifist than, you know, like prime time. Cause
yeah, I kind of live on Australian time, except on a different day.
Yes. Oh. Like between you and I think Nisi, like you guys are like honorary Australians because you're normally around at like my time, which is completely hilarious, and I love it. I do love when I get to see you guys online, which is great. Okay, so don't forget where you can find us. The website is wowchallenges.com. There's all the information there if you want to come join our Discord, the Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels, which is where you can currently listen to and see the show if you want. At the moment, the podcast episodes aren't up because it is the issue that we are trying to fix. Why? I don't know, but it's not working. So once it's working, you can catch the episodes on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. Okay? I'll let you know when it's fixed and everything's up and working. But at the moment, it's being a shit. that's the kindest word I can say. I don't know what's going on, but it's just not working. So I'll let you know when it can. So don't forget, if you want to contact me, contact the show, please send me an email at podcast@wowchallenges.com, whether that is, you know, what you've been doing on your leveling, whether it's a pun, a joke, a question, please send them through. Would be great. Now, where you can find me, I'm here, there, and everywhere. Discord, I'm Lita, #1726. Email, if you want to email me personally, it's LitaWow@gmail.com. Instagram, if it's not Lita, it's LitaWow. Pretty much. I'm on TikTok. You know, there's all sorts of things. And I have changed my YouTube channel over to Kim Loves, because I am vlogging and recording. This is a very big year, which I completely forgot. It's my parents' 50th wedding anniversary this year as well.
So, oh, nice.
It is a big year and lots of things. So, so I'm trying my hand at vlogging. It's getting there. Who knows? But yeah, if you want to check out all the things, you know, I'm there. You can have a look. Other than that, our last lot of thank yous. Who have we got, Fair?
Oh, we'd like to send out a big thank you to Mr. Bright01 for our wonderful intro. And you can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright01.
Absolutely. And again, classic, we love the intro so much. It makes my heart smile.
It makes me smile all the time.
It's just so perfect. We love that. And also, I want to say a wonderful big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro. As I have said, and I probably say this every week, but you know, I retired Epic's outro because there was no way I was going to mash, you know, like mash what he had. It was just our very first outro. He had always done up the outro, and with his passing, I didn't want to mess with it because it was just such a classic thing that Stone and I had. So I've made the outro, so you can completely blame me. But I did have help from my wonderful husband, who did the voice, which is, you know, because nobody needs to hear me constantly talking like now. So thank you, Execute. I do appreciate that. Other than that, again, Fair, good luck with your leveling this week. I hope it goes very, very well for you.
Chat room. You too.
Thank you. We're just slow and steady, you know, slow and steady. We'll get there. Other than that, chat room, thank you. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. And please just go and enjoy playing WoW, whatever you're doing. But just stay safe, both in and out of game. And we will catch you back here next week. Alrighty. Have a great week, everybody.
Take care, everyone. Yeah.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.